Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Isn't it time appliances had a personality? Well, how about now?
GE and the appliance discounters are so excited to be adding more colors and design options on the amazing GE line.
In addition to the stainless, slate, and black slate, GE has introduced a matte white and a matte black option. You just gotta see this. Pair this up with any of the four brushed metal hardware options and you'll have the kitchen of your dreams.
High performance and unique look.
Come by any of our showrooms today and see this for yourself.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn on 590 The Fan
and
InsideSTL.com.
Sir. 708 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After, the appliance discounters, 7 o'clock hour. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSalve, and Vaughn with you on the radio program. And Doug, the blues, no.
Yeah, forget it. I'm not going to be any good to yous at all. Not this morning, I'm not.
Still not after seeing.
Not after seeing the streak come to an end. I just don't. I could barely get up and get rolling today. Difficult to pull myself up by the bootstraps. I don't like any L's.
I'm surprised at you.
45 shots, two goals. Come on.
You're a veteran guy. You should know this. All good things must come to an end, and so it went for the Blues streak.
Well, I know.
Let's send it back to you in the studio.
I know that intellectually, but emotionally, I was really counting on running the table.
I looked a little tired last night. A lot of green in front of the Blues goal all night.
Yeah, they didn't play the defense they've been playing lately. But you know, they had all kinds of scoring chances. They could have won that game about 6-5. They had some great chances. They just couldn't finish it off.
It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah, law of averages.
You're going to have
caught
a
up with them.
Yeah.
The bounces were tough on Bennington. A couple shots that he really couldn't see. Didn't have much of a chance on. Their own shots just bounced out. So
I'm still big on Ben Sanity. Okay.
Are you? Yeah. Yeah, I think we all are.
But last night, Ben was better than Ben. Let me take it away.
That is nice.
That was pretty good. Thanks. I got to be honest, Doug, that was pretty good.
The Ben and Ben show and the Blues miss Shen.
Wow. No,
new wrinkle.
Oh, wow.
That's why we're the best.
Yeah, we're right up there with them. Mm. Yeah. Right, we're top 10 probably anyway at this hour of the day in St. Louis.
We're going to be joined by Chris Kerber coming up at 8:30. You know, Doug, you know Jacob Nieter?
I believe I've met Jacob Nieter, yeah.
Loves America?
Well, I assume.
And he reached out to me yesterday. He didn't DM me. He reached out to me. And he said, "Hey, how come you guys don't have guests on?" And I said, "Well, you know, it's a fair question because it'd be good to hear from somebody from the Blues during this streak." And I said, "Well, you know, we kind of, after a while, this kind of like, the beat writer kind of standard guest thing. You know, 101 has that for you if you need it. Not really our bag, but you know what? I'm a big Jacob Nieter guy."
I am.
Jacob Nieter is actually the proper pronunciation. And so I said to Iggy and Gangster Pete, I said, "Hey, can you see if maybe we can get Kerber or..." If I'm not mistaken, Kerber does like regular hits on the radio station throughout the week, so I didn't know if we would be infringing on another show with Chris Kerber, but Chris Kerber is going to join us. And, Doug, I reached out to Jacob Nieter later on in the evening, and I didn't DM him. I reached out.
Okay.
And I said, this is my long-distance dedication to you, Jacob Nieter, and I hope it works for him because Chris Kerber will join us coming up at 8:30.
That's a feather in Kerb's cap because I know Petro has reached out to the show. Tarasenko has reached out to the show. Berube has reached out to the show, and they said, we'd like to come on and talk about the streak, and we're like, not our bag.
No.
But
we so tell Kerbs them, win something first.
Kerbs gets right. A nod.
Win a cup Kerbs and you can come on. Come Kerbs on this show.
Nod. Doug, that'll be 8:30 if you can pencil that in.
All right. All right, it's in.
Iggy's Drops are coming up. That's presented by the Post. The Plowhawk is the Postmaster General. It's the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After also. That's coming up. And then the cuts of the week. Totally different than the drops. Some people make the mistake of assuming they're similar, but they're not. And then the Hot Shots email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Get involved and see if you can compete with Carlos Spicy Wiener. Some people have. Some people haven't. Carlos Spicy Wiener in a position at this point to win his second straight month. And there's a little buzz. I wouldn't say it's loud because we do know it's early in the year, but there's a little buzz that he could run the table for all of 2019, and it's fun to watch when you can see somebody who was so close in 2018, and some people were like, he's on the verge, but Timmy Tom-Tom's playing so well, and now Carlos Spicy Wiener, he got that month, and now the momentum is, I say the wind is behind him.
You say fun. For me, it's too emotional to really enjoy. Sometimes I have to catch myself with this email of the day competition and the ebb and flow of it, you know, so it should be fun, but for me, I'm on the edge of my seat all the time.
Yeah, no, I get it.
He's already won so many pizzas, he's put on like 70 pounds in the last month and a half.
Good
or so.
For
you wouldn't, recognize
him. I thought he invited you to his wedding.
I don't think I got a wedding invite. I'm sure my son did. They're friends.
But I'm going to make a prediction right now. If DJ Gabe or Timmy Tom-Tom do not come back and start emailing, or Plops doesn't take a month and decide he's going to email in, I think Spicy Wiener wins every month. Wow. There's nobody.
Oh, God.
There's nobody. Oh, emailing in right now with him that can keep up with him day by day. They may win one here or there, but they're not going to win enough to win the months.
You know, it's a great point, Iggy, but if you've followed the show over the years, there's always a young upstart waiting in the weeds for his time. Is it my time? And all of a sudden, bam, Bobby with the perm.
Well, some of these guys get so much success, they get so many coupons to Hot Shots. After they win so much, they say, you know what, I got what I want. I'm done. And they'll pony up at Hot Shots,
but what about
the 11 locations, and just not bother
to
email in anymore.
The truth is, sometimes, like you mentioned with the 70 pizzas, people get morbidly obese and they're unable to use their laptop because they're so heavy.
His fingers are so fat now, it won't fit on the keyboard.
Oh, you can talk into your phone and dictate emails.
You'd have to.
Have a ghostwriter.
And you know what else, Timmy? If I may.
Go ahead.
If I may. Tomorrow at noon, on the Fox Sports Midwest Plus channel, Cardinals baseball back on
How
your TV.
How do you do?
Yeah, that's always a sign that spring is ready for the full embrace. Danny Mac, Ricky Horton on the call. That's a great thing. And what I look forward to is watching a game and then watching my Twitter feed. And the first time Ozuna doesn't look 100% throwing a baseball, I expect to see Plowsy all over it. Nothing to see here. Hashtag
no, I won't do any spring training stuff.
Really?
I mean,
I'm going to have to bet against you on that there.
It is a long spring training season, so I probably will get active. It all depends.
Okay, so that was an immediate contradiction within, what did you say, 4 seconds?
Well, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that so fast, because there probably will be moments where I would like to
tweet.
Well,
yesterday you were banty on Twitter out of the blue. I enjoy it.
Oh, I thought that was what I knew the fans would really get into is that Saxon quote from Schilt, and so I thought, you know, the fans needed
and what
to hear
are,
that.
Now, what are you referencing? Dexter Fowler hitting second?
Hitting second, yes. Or had the potential to hit second.
I don't understand.
Or,
like, they've already kind of telegraphed that, you know, unless things go awry during spring, that Fowler will be your starting right fielder. So now you're just trying to see where the best fit for him, if he is hitting, I think second is a reasonable place for him.
What's not reasonable is that he's penciled in as a starter when the other guys hit over 300 the last 2 years in a row, and
Thank
he's
you,
on the
Doug.
Bench. And Fowler just hit 180, and he's penciled in as a starter at the top of the lineup. No, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, you've seen his contract, right, Doug?
Yeah,
that's what you. So you're playing the contract and not the player.
Yes, they are.
They are.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, they believe that he will return to form. We'll find out over spring. But that's the beauty of spring training. The games don't really mean anything. So, my guess, if he hits 180 during spring, maybe you won't see him in the number two spot on opening day.
Well, that could be. But,
if he hits 180 in spring, he's still going to be the starting right fielder.
Probably so. And do you not believe what you saw the last 2 years out of Jose Martinez? That means nothing, but a couple of at-bats in the spring does?
No, I think that guy can hit. I think they're concerned that maybe his defense makes him better suited for coming off the bench or plugging in as opposed to every single day.
Mm. Well, it's not like he doesn't catch anything in right field. For me, he'd
don't
be
get
in
me
there.
Wrong.
He'd be in there every day.
He takes shots
I was a
in my Jeep, even though we've come to some accord. But I'm a Jose Martinez fan. That guy flat out hits.
Yes, he does. That's why I put him in the lineup.
Guys, something to keep an eye on is if the Cardinals struggle in July, Steven Wildwood / Dogtown could steal the month.
That's a good point.
If the Cardinals are barely above water and don't buy or sell once again, that's something that you got to take into account, Doug. That is when Steven Wildwood / Dogtown. That's when he shines bright like a diamond.
He doesn't take a lot of guff. That guy. Yeah, if he sees something with a ball club that he doesn't like, he will put his finger in some people's chest. That much we know. You know, he's not going to be happy if his ball club doesn't soar.
Carlos Spicy Wiener says, two save the dates, went to the Vaughn residence. Yes, Doug,
wow.
You are invited. And also, we can have the band play Dance With My Father by Luther Vandross. For you and John. So you're going to dance with your son? Carlos Spicy Wiener's dance?
No, I won't.
That would be so funny if Doug didn't realize that Carlos was giving a shout-out to Doug and a dance request, and you got the DJ coming on. All right, we got a dance here. The groom wants to dance with Doug Vaughn. Get up on stage.
Oh, it'd be hysterical.
It really would.
It would destroy a wedding.
Yeah, picture.
Absolutely destroy the evening.
It depends what your definition of destroy is. If you're Carlos Spicy Wiener, he might use the word enhance.
Yeah, that's a wedding enhancer for sure.
What do you
sure.
think the lovely bride and her family would think? Who's that guy dancing with your new husband?
I bet the bride's dad would say, I bet the bride's dad would say, that Vaughn's a pretty good looking guy. I wouldn't mind going to hitting the dance floor with him.
He said, I'm paying how much for this? Who is that guy? And why is he dancing with your husband? That's what they would say
at your son's fraternity father-son dance that another dad asked you to dance. That was breaking news.
It was not a father-son dance. It was a father's weekend at the fraternity. And yes, one of the other fathers came up to me and asked me if I'd like to dance. And I blame you for that.
I have nothing to do with
father-son
dance.
No, you don't stir it up at all. You don't make up stuff like father-son dances.
I have nothing to do with
I never said anything at all about that.
That was a texter or an emailer.
It just came up organically.
Did you share a room with three other dads, though?
I think of more.
Well, yes, I did.
Good question. Good follow-up. Iggy's going to have a big show. That's my prediction. Because I can tell you, Tim, before we went on the air, Iggy was just spewing venom all over the studio.
Iggy, what's got you banty, baby?
Oh, it was off the air. I can't tell.
It was off the air. We were discussing footwear and things of that nature.
Huh. Okay, fair enough.
But Iggy was spewing venom.
Stephen Wildwood says he has been caught up in the return of Tim Ezell, so he hasn't been able to focus on email of the day. Dude is zany AF.
Don't say AF. He is zany.
I think he's funny.
Yeah, I'd like to get Carlos's wife and my wife together for some playtime, if possible. That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Wentzville or Webster Groves. It cuts off. I don't know.
But I guess Wentzville. I'm going to guess Wentzville.
I suppose that's in play. So, Carlos Spicy Wiener, you have been propositioned. And if you would like to respond, we will read your response on the air. If anybody else would like to sleep with any listeners or their significant others, we're happy to try to facilitate that here on the show today. We always like to try to do that on Fridays.
Let me get this straight. One of our devoted listeners is getting married, and now we have other listeners propositioning his wife.
Correct.
It could be a new
that's
wedding
where we are
like
now.
Tradition.
Yeah, it's a new thing. The consultant
the
said
bidder.
It's starting to work in L.A.
That's our listeners. Of course it is.
Well, it doesn't make it right.
Well, if they want to do it, it's not wrong.
It is wrong to proposition another fellow's wife. That's wrong.
No, it happens every day.
Yeah, but I think it's for hot sapphic play.
Well, it still seems awkward at the very least.
Well, you can take a chance.
That's your favorite word, isn't it, Tim? Sapphic, because you say it with passion.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I feel like it's a soft word indicating soft fun.
You also like the texter who calls himself Sniffing Holes.
That's correct. He's already been active this morning.
Yeah.
Congrats on the upcoming nuptials, Carlos Spicy Wiener. A little advice. At my wedding, we cleared out all the female guests for an hour, and my groomsmen and I then played nude Twister with all the dad guests?
No, they didn't.
Does that happen?
No,
it
doesn't. Nipples.
Am I responsible for that text
no,
also?
No, because you didn't raise that issue.
I saw a nude Twister game at Hedo, and it's not pretty.
Wait,
could it be new if you haven't been there in 20 years?
You haven't been to Hedo in 7 years. How can it be new?
No, I'm saying I saw it at Hedo, and a nude Twister.
Nude, not new.
Nude Twister, and it's not pretty.
I would think not. A lot of sagging.
You know what it sounds like to me? That sounds like something one of those new groups that are ruining Hedo would do.
No, there was they played it all the time.
I like it when I make Plowsy laugh at Iggy a little bit, but he does it quietly because he doesn't want to hurt Iggy.
He doesn't. I left my phone in the room so many times during spring training. Like 4 of the 5 days I left my phone in
what?
My room. I don't know. I just forgot to unplug it and bring it with me. I was rushing down to breakfast. And
see, Tim thought we were rushing over to the ballpark to make sure everything was set up in time.
Well, that too. That's why we rushed to breakfast, because we didn't have a lot of time down there. We had to get it. But I would always forget my phone, and I was kind of yelling at Plowsy every time I talked about something happening. Oh, 12 hours at the airport. Driving on ice. Sleeping with Joey, snoring all night. So everything that was bad that happened, he was laughing and I was yelling. So I had Joe text him. I said, can you text Plowsy and tell him that I'm just kidding? I'm not really
It is funny when someone else has a bad vacation or a bad trip, bad business trip.
Could
it's
not
funny
agree
for people who aren't there.
Even if you love the person as I love Iggy, it was still, I was on Facebook that whole morning. Waiting for another wrinkle to happen.
Yeah, like a lost luggage.
That, that last year, so I feel my pain.
I don't
travel
like what
rough.
You just did, though, because we're talking about Iggy, and you say when someone has something bad happen on vacation.
Right.
As if Iggy's work at spring training was a vacation.
Yeah, that was a week. That was a week-long vacation.
Iggy.
Sure was.
Iggy, are you hearing this?
What was the vacation, Doug?
Your trip to Florida was a vacation.
Yeah, vacation, Doug. Get up at 4:45 in the morning.
Get a fresh start.
I did the same thing that I do here. I get up in the morning, and the only thing I did different down there is I had breakfast. I never eat breakfast here.
Hello, fun in the sun.
I went to the beach one day and relaxed.
See there? That's a vacation.
But it was after work was done. The same thing in the summer here. If I get done with work, I go play golf. That's not vacation.
But during your vacation, you were sitting around the Cardinal spring training, watching the ball club,
getting guests,
borrowing jackets,
running after players,
running around.
Really running, kind of walking, and then really walking slowly when it was time to go on the show.
Enjoying refreshments.
Some guy on the fan page said the same thing that you said, and he won't respond to me. He said, Cletus was giving away part of his room to go down to the spring training trip with
Doug, what does
Tim
that mean?
Giving away part of his room, sharing his hotel room?
You know, Tim's having a get-together with fan page people that want to come down and play golf.
If I can't, Doug, can I issue a brief statement? It's going to be 38 seconds.
Right. Wait, hold on. All right. Clear the airspace.
Thank you.
All right. We have a 38-second announcement. All right,
38
Tim,
seconds. I've rehearsed it. There should be some Hail to the Chief music in the background. But just to be clear, I think that it was mistaken. For example, John Hadley, who operates the radio station, said he reached out, Doug. Is that what you say, reached out?
I'd never say reached out.
To Andy Hanselman, who runs the ones and twos for TMA Live. And there's a TMA Live coming up on March 7th at Hot Shots in O'Fallon. And he said he contacted me and said Andy isn't available because he says he's coming down to Florida to work for you. And I said, I got to be honest with you. I'm sitting at a table. There's no need for anybody to come down here, and Andy's not working for me. So I'm like, what is he talking about? But Andy is coming down here with another gentleman to stay at PGA National. But this is not an inside STL or a TMA thing. PGA National did a promotion for our listeners, and they gave him a discounted rate to play golf and stay at PGA. But it's not an inside STL or TMA or anything. It's just a promotion. And I think I maybe didn't do a good job of making that clear, or people just assumed
like
that it
you're
was
on,
like an
you're like
STL
you're
thing.
At 53 seconds, Tim, and but we I, had cleared I, 40, I, we had cleared 38 seconds. Of
so
theirs.
I just I want to make I want to I just I want to make that because here's the thing: I have no idea who's coming down. I asked PGA for access to the Doug. What do you call it? The back end of the database.
I've never said that in my live long life.
You say
so
back
I could
end
know
a lot.
The log
from who from the St. Louis area, or listeners that don't live in St. Louis, are flying to South Florida for that weekend, and they never gave it to me. And I know Cletus is coming only because he keeps inviting gentlemen to stay with him on the fan page, and he texts me about it. And I know that Andy Hanselman and Jeff Cox are coming and rooming together. And then another gentleman and his father, and I believe it's his real father, which is a shame as opposed to a stepfather. But that's all that I know. But I also know that it all sold out. But I don't know the names of the people. So I just want to make that clear. Some people are going, who cares? It's neither here nor there. But I wanted to use this opportunity in these 38 brief seconds, 37 now, to just make that clear. Iggy,
minute 43.
Please,
Tim, minute 43.
Give or take, though. Give or take. 38 seconds.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Again, I see trouble on the horizon, if I may.
For what?
Well, Tim was talking about people looking for people to share. Are these single occupancy hotel rooms? Because if you have that, you can't have a guest.
No,
in
this
there
is double today. Occupancy. I had single in Vegas. This was double occupancy.
Double occupancy.
Yes, double occupancy. There's a difference. But anyway.
If you invited someone in your room, you'd almost certainly be arrested.
I mean, yes. As soon as they came into your room, the cuffs would be slapped on them because it's a single occupancy room.
Again, to each their own. I mean, Cletus has his own room.
All right.
And he's inviting people to stay with him for free.
Come on down with me.
I don't get that. I mean, it's one thing if you want to save money, but you're not charging these people. You just want somebody to sleep with.
He just wants a guy to join him in South Florida for a weekend. Why is that weird?
In the same room?
Why do you judge others?
Well, Cletus knows I love him.
Maybe you ought to take that deal, Iggy.
No, somebody, because then I'd still have to pay for everything else. And I don't have the money. If I had the money, I would go on this because it'd be a great time. Hang out with everybody, play golf.
Well, you would go because Tim's there.
Yes, but yeah, a lot of other
okay.
people.
Step down.
But it would be golf, and that would be
Forget
a vacation.
The golf and the palm
that would
trees.
Be.
You could look at Tim's calves.
That would be a vacation. If I took 3-4 days to go down to Florida and play golf every day and not work, that would be a vacation. But when Cletus posted looking for someone to come down to Florida and share the room with, you'll have to get your own way down there, but you don't have to pay for the room. You don't have to pay for golf. I don't know how he's paying for golf, too. Anyway, that's
Cletus. Cletus is a nice guy.
I know he's a nice
he's
guy.
He's not paying for golf or the room? I mean, you don't have to pay for golf
if you
or
get the room.
Room.
So here was the deal. For $600... But it's for two people in one room, unfortunately two beds, but you can still say, like, my bed's not working, and then
you
jump
double up,
the other
I guess.
Bed. Right, yep. Exactly. That also includes two rounds of golf, so one per person for each day. So essentially it's $300 to stay at PGA, which is a five-star resort, and play golf on one of their three of their five courses, because the Champion course, which has the Honda next week, is not included. You can pay more to play it. And the Palmer course with Doug, which is what me, you, and the Plowhawk and Joe Roderick played last year. But the other three courses, that's all included, plus your breakfast. So I think whoever stays with Cletus, Iggy, also would get the golf deal because Iggy's paying the full, or Cletus is paying the full $600.
Okay. Yeah. So he gets golf and
yeah.
the room.
So it's a pretty good deal if Cletus is really willing to. I don't know why he's doing that, but he is a very nice man, so maybe that's why he's doing it.
He already did. He already had somebody say yes.
Oh, who is it?
I forgot.
Doug, who is it?
I don't know, but we saw the photos of he and Plowsy kissing on the golf course. I wonder if there's not some hanky panky going on.
And him and Jay.
Now, Iggy, you're a logistics guy. So I'm going to ask you this now. Hanselman, who I'm a big fan of, is a staple for our TMA lives because he's the voice of that particular program. If he is not there because he is golfing in Florida, what are we going to do?
Great question, the cat. That's why John Hadley, hashtag, reached out to me and said, we're either going to have to move it back to the 14th or... can you see if you can find somebody else? And so then...
Joe Rod, I would think.
I think Roderick's going to help, but I think there's somebody else who's an engineer in town who's going to work with Andy and Joe and set it up. That's my understanding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so there you go.
There's not going to be more responsibility, I hope, put on Iggy's shoulders because he has enough to do.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, not really, but I don't know who I could get to do it other than Joe Rod. But they found somebody, so we're good.
You know, with the Cardinals, it's next man up. And for us, you know, we try to follow suit, but I think our mantra normally is next man up as long as that next man isn't Iggy.
Well, I'm not an engineer, so yeah. I wouldn't fit that, I'll set up the remote and run it. I'm not an engineer.
But you're coming off two fabulous vacations.
Yeah, again,
you ought to be
again,
fresh and ready to roll.
My whole point to this was Cletus asked people if somebody wanted to go, your room is free and your golf was free.
Yeah.
Basically saying, I'm paying for it. I just need somebody to sleep in the same room with me.
That's odd.
But then somebody responded, looks like Iggy's getting another paid vacation. And I responded, can you name the last time somebody paid for my vacation?
And Las Vegas?
And he hasn't answered. Well, again, one day got up at, 9 o'clock. One day got up at 6:45 to call into the station to do an update. Went
that was the whole day?
Went and did interviews from noon to one day till 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Had one good meal, had a couple of burgers at Hooters, and was in bed by 10 o'clock every night. So not much vacation because I was working. You can say spring training. Again, working.
It's a nice vacation.
So my question to this person was, again, who was the last person that paid for my vacation? He's yet to answer. So.
You know what, Iggy? People need to try to walk a mile in your shoes. I mean, you were through that bubbling cauldron of disease that was the porn fest. I mean, there were times you had to walk 150 yards.
You don't know
that
how
doesn't
far I had to walk,
sound
buddy.
Like that does not sound like a vacation,
buddy. You have no clue how big the Hard Rock is.
Actually, I've been there.
All right. Did you walk
actually,
through the entire
stayed
hotel?
There. I actually stayed there.
Did you walk in through the entire hotel?
Oh, man. Yeah. And it was just, I couldn't do it. So what we did is we were like, we're going to cover every inch of the Hard Rock. But we had 10 days and we had to space it out. And by day 10, yes, we're able to navigate through the whole.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and say that it was gruesome work and, oh, my God, I can't believe how much I walked. No. But it wasn't a vacation.
You know, Ryan Kelly does that death march. Where does he go, Tim, with that?
Arizona? Was it Death Valley?
Sees, he's
up the mountain, whatever that is.
I don't know where it is. But then, yeah, but he was, Doug, where is he climbing a mountain in Wyoming this past year?
But,
yeah.
I mean, he does that. And I asked him, I said, are you ever going to tackle the Hard Rock? And he said, no. Too big and treacherous.
Oh, there you go. He answered.
Too
it.
Big and too treacherous.
No, my point is that it's not a vacation. So.
Do you think maybe Cletus is looking for a roommate because he's hoping some girl will say, yeah, I'll go down?
No, it's because I think he likes the fan page people and he likes people associated with the show. And so he thinks it'd be fun. It's not that crazy. I mean, not my cup of tea, but I could understand. Cletus is, I mean, we see him kissing Plowsy on the lips.
That's
he loves the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about.
Plowsy, there's a few people on that fan page, though, that you wouldn't want to share a room with for 3 days. And Cletus took a chance that one of these people, if one of these people said, yeah, I'll go, what's he going to say? I don't want you in the room. He's too nice to do that. It could have been a disaster.
That's when you just delete the comment and act like you never got it.
Or maybe you just pick those that you would want to go with and just send a message to those, however many, and say, here's the offer if anyone wants to go with me. I don't think you throw it open to the general population.
I don't know. I think it's more fun to kind of have 7,000 male strangers and a potluck roommate for 3 nights in South Florida.
I think the guy's name was Zach.
So there really is a guy rooming with him who doesn't know?
Yeah. Cletus said, I got Zach's going. Zach, maybe Nordstrom or Nystrom or I don't know. I don't know.
Zach Nordstrom.
I don't know the guy. I don't know the guy.
Not Ralph Northam.
I'm not familiar with the gentleman, but
the governor will be
Cletus
down.
Has a roommate for 3 days.
Get him on the
days.
Podcast.
I bitched about a roommate. Cletus is asking for one.
It's hot.
Oh, well.
Guys, remember when Iggy was annoyed with the stripper in Vegas for using Biff for money and expensive dinners? That was gentle. Now this 65-year-old man is dropping subtle hints all over the place that he'd like Biff to pay for his room in Florida and flight down there. That's Justin in Columbia observing.
How did you get what I said? And turn it into, I'm asking Biff to pay for my vacation in Florida.
Would be nice if he did.
Look, if I want to go, I guarantee you I could have texted Cletus and said, I'll go, and I would have went.
He
but I didn't because I'm not going to use Cletus like that.
You wouldn't do it.
And I'm not taking another 3 days off to play golf.
Well,
you're
all vacationed out at this point.
Anyway, you know, Justin, I mean, I love you. I love the stuff you say, but that made no sense whatsoever. Not once did I say Biff. I hope Biff flies me. Biff doesn't play golf.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that tournament he played in with us, he bought.
He's not a serious golfer.
He bought 3 dozen golf balls and lost them all by like the 10th hole.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that because the girls were doing the Lana Road strawberry thing with the golf balls?
No, he just was not very good.
Probably hard track.
I've stayed in the same hotel room with Sean Mahoney's Deadeye, and he's a delight. Thanks, that's the Merrimack Bottom. Yeah, so our listeners have spent nights with each other.
You don't want to share a room with a guy called the Merrimack Bottom.
probably better than staying with the Merrimack top, if you want to put it in perspective.
Either fella's out. Oh, that is such a gorgeous resort down there, though. It really is something.
Doug, why don't you room with Cletus?
Well, I'm busy.
You know what is the most amazing thing? Any restaurant that you go to between 5 and 8 o'clock, there's a line to get in. It just seems like if you're going to open a restaurant, that area around the ballpark is, or in the Jupiter area, must be the best place to do it. There's a line everywhere.
Yeah. It's old people getting in the early bird special.
Well, that starts at 5, but then, you know, the olds like myself, 4:30, 5 o'clock, if it gets to like 6, that's bedtime. So then you have the younger crowd. And between the two.
There's some tail down here.
Right, there's a line everywhere.
Any area that's a vacation area is going to have people who go out to eat. That's what you do when you're on vacation. Usually you go out to eat for dinner. So not only do you have the population that lives there all the time, but throw in thousands more who are there on vacation. You can't go wrong if you own a decent restaurant.
My plan, and I've talked to Aaron about this, is we don't know anything about Florida Atlantic. That's the school right there. But we are going to convince our son to go to college there.
Oh, nice.
And then we are going to retire there in Jupiter.
That's the college right across the street from Roger Dean Stadium. And yet you never see any students.
Right.
There's never anyone there.
It could be an FBI cover thing.
They have
baseball teams, so they're legitimate.
I think this is a satellite campus.
Yes,
I don't believe
that. The main Florida Atlantic's just down 95 in Boca Raton. But
how far is that?
It's maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, so Tyler can go there, and then we can retire in Jupiter.
All right.
That's where Lane Kiffin is bringing the heat right now, if I'm not mistaken.
But the satellite campus right across from the Cardinal Spring Training Stadium, it's a big complex. It's a big building. Never a soul there.
Never.
Never see anybody
there.
Do you think it's like Roswell?
Like an FBI operation? Yeah, or Roswell?
It's spring.
Area 51?
Spring break. They're all gone.
I don't know. But it doesn't seem to matter when you
just think it's a commuter campus.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Still, you'd think you'd see cars coming in and out. You go drive by any college, you see a little bit of activity there. I mean, there's no one there.
You know, Dinner lines at 4 p.m. That's one more reason I'm with Plowsy on euthanizing the elderly. Thanks. That's Mike Danton's
hitman. Heaven's sakes.
Thanks, Mike. I didn't say euthanize.
I will say that the two places that Joe and I went that Tim and Anna Marie were there the same night, Tim and Anna Marie have a tendency to go a little later than Joe and I. So, like, when we went to Rocco's Tacos, we got there early and we got a seat at the bar. Tim a little bit later and had to wait a little bit. Same with Guanabana's. We got there earlier, got a table. Tim came later, had to wait. But I didn't see a lot of old people at either of those places.
Yeah, Rocco's is a bit of a pony.
Yeah.
Rocco's is a younger demo. I'm not so sure the olds like the tacos.
You see a lot of guys on the four teams that are around here, Cardinals, Marlins, Astros, Nationals.
Yeah, you know why, Tim? It's not the tacos.
What is it?
What's the guacamole?
Well, there's a...
Tableside guac.
There's an attractive clientele, that's what I would say.
Who hang out at a taco restaurant?
On Taco Tuesdays, I know, you would never think that. If you put down like 8 tacos, you're not looking for anal.
But, what?
In this case, I think you are on Tuesdays.
Andrew Miller sat right next to us for dinner, and Joe Rod recommended the tableside guacamole, and he got it.
Are you guys friends now, you and Miller?
Why does it have to be tableside? How does it taste any better if he makes it at your table as opposed to back in the kitchen?
I didn't talk to him.
Because you know it's fresh. Because the truth is, Doug, sometimes you get something and you're like, they could have made a batch of that stuff a week ago and are just slopping it on now.
Can't you say that about any
fresh
food that comes to your table?
Fresh.
Oh, if you'd made it at my table, I'd known that this food was fresh. You can say that about anything.
If you get a steak, there is an implication that they didn't cook the steak
Well, they do that at some Japanese places. They'll do it right on your table.
Yeah, I like
that. Does
that
make it taste any better than if they did it in the kitchen?
And then they flip a shrimp in your mouth while the other guests laugh at you.
Yeah, well, that's not bad. I don't mind that.
I would make steak Diane tableside.
Would you?
In Bermuda.
What makes it Diane, Guy?
I don't know why it's Diane, but...
Okay.
So what is it? What is a steak Diane?
It's, you know, you reduce a little... I usually use consomme. You reduce that. Use mushrooms, green peppers, onions, a little red wine.
But you were known for making the best Caesar salad.
Without a doubt.
You were known.
Yeah, I was known for the best Caesar salad.
So you reduce the consomme. Is that what you said?
Yeah, you reduce
it. What does that mean exactly?
Well, you just, you know, put it on high heat until it, like, there's a reduction where it's not like a liquid. It's almost like a gravy type, real thick.
And you pour that on the steak.
Put that on the steak, yeah.
A little red wine on the steak?
A little red wine in the sauce. It's some mushrooms, green peppers, onions.
And you've got Steak Diane.
That's Steak. I don't know why it's called Diane, but that is Steak Diane.
Now, what's Steak Tartare?
That's just raw meat. Capers, egg. Egg yolk, actually.
And I'm not down with the capers.
Yeah, I don't like capers either.
There's certain things that people like a basil leaf on a dish.
Tim, you like capers?
Like all of a sudden it's gourmet. That's there's capers.
Get them all
it's really
often.
Good.
It's a nice presentation, but it is.
No one likes capers.
I don't get them all that. Everybody likes James Carlton. I know that.
Boy, they
buying
sure
a home,
do.
Yeah. After you get pre-approved with Ryan Kelly, be sure to get a quote from a top agency and provider, the number one home insurer in North America. I switched to James Carlton late last year. Couldn't be happier with that decision. Kind of an obvious one. If anything, kicking myself for not doing it earlier. His number is 314-961-4800. That's 314-961-4800. Or you can go online at carltoninsurance.net. What's the difference between what I used to have and what I have now with James Carlton? Doug, I'll answer that question that you asked. The answer is attention to detail, and I didn't have certain policies that I needed. And then when I said, I'll go ahead and get this, he goes, well, you probably don't need to spend that much. This would take care of you. So it's not like he's just trying to squeeze every dollar out of you. And then when you call his office at 314-961-4800, he has a full staff that's going to make sure that you actually get somebody live when you call the office. Very rare in 2019. Plus, you can check him out online at carltoninsurance.net and see all the Google and Facebook reviews. People love their experience with him. There's a reason for it. Customer service, attention to detail. That's why I made the switch. I recommend you do as well. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton. Pause. 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 State Farm. There it is. James Carlton, the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. You can send your text in at 855-CUB-TALK, 855-282-8255. 855-CUB-TALK, or email in for the Hot Shots email of the day on the STL Tax Lawyer Captain's Log. Chris Kerber will join us at 8:30, a long-distance dedication for Jacob Nieter. Iggy's Drops of the Week brought to you by The Post and the Cuts of the Week, plus the Hot Shots email of the day. A win by Carlos Spicy Wiener today clinches the month of February for him. So that's just, it's like the cat said, it's emotional, but yet it's still somehow fun. It's a combination.
I can't enjoy it, Tim. I get so nervous over it. Just can't.
I understand, but it's fun to see a guy rise to the occasion. Doug, I know you're a big Ryan Kelly guy because he has risen to the occasion on this program now for darn near a decade.
Yeah, well, twice I've had my mortgage refinanced with Ryan Kelly. Why? Why would you do that? Well, to take some money out and to maybe pay off credit cards, maybe pay off high school, college tuition, whatever, improvements on the house, whatever. Go ahead and get yourself refinanced, and I think that you'll be very happy with the service that you get with Ryan Kelly. Extremely low rates, fantastic service. He is, of course, the home loan expert. If you're looking to buy a house, you want to get pre-approved before you go shopping. You know exactly what you can afford, and you will be ready to pounce when your dream house hits the market. They've got same-day pre-approvals, 14 days to close your loan, lower mortgage rates, customer service that nobody can match. Get yourself pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The five-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. Hey, thank you, Ryan Kelly. Thank you, the fellow they call Ryan Mortgage.
Ryan Mortgage. The cat, you have who on the cat chat going on right now?
We have Mr. O'Neill, Tyler O'Neill. He talks about being a very good piano player, which I think shocks some people. He talks about his ability to read music and play actual like concert pieces, classical pieces.
He's probably one of the few pianists who could actually pick up the piano.
I never thought about that. You might be right.
I think you're right, though.
He also talks about the fact that of all the nicknames out there, including Spike, among others,
yeah, I like that one.
He's a fan of Bro-Neil. So it's a good listen because you kind of get to know Tyler O'Neill. It's on the Cat Chats, our next guest, which is already, what do you say, Tim, in the can? John Mazalok will be our guest on the next Cat Chat, which will drop Monday.
Very nice. My guest this week is Doug, you call him J.W.?
Well, not really.
Jay Williamson.
Okay.
The guest this week. There's a guy that played on the tour and had two sudden-death playoff losses in his career and was on the 72nd hole with a chance to win it with makeable putts, you know, not like locks, but I think they were like 12 to 15-foot putts, and talked about the ups and downs of playing on – the PGA Tour and his decision to get back at it this year, plus the fact that he was in the background of two of the most famous shots from this past year's PGA Championship. He was standing on that bridge over the crowd as Tiger made his way, and the CBS cameras panned to that huge crowd. Jay Williamson was right there. And then when Jenna Sims, the girlfriend, fiance, wife of Brooks Koepka, had the eyes at Tiger Woods, you have Jenna on the left side, you have Tiger on the right side, and then right in the middle is Jay Williamson. We asked him about how he wound up in both of those famous shots from the PGA Championship. And talked about if you have a young player in your family, what someone would need to do in order to get to that kind of level. Jay Williamson, the guest this week, and then Dexter Fowler, that will, what do you say? You say it will drop on Sunday night?
I don't say drop.
I say drop, and I would say
it'll be available then or something.
I don't understand what that means. The buzz on the Fowler one, Tim, because you mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah, is that I thought I could record it.
It's going to be a Jim Dandy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The buzz.
Well, the thing with it is this. I wanted to lay out the context on the interview, and I think I went 38 minutes, Gangster Pete said, of laying out the context on the interview. And so I said to Pete, listen to it and let me know what your thoughts are. And he goes, it was great because you never really hear Fowler like that, but at the same time it was brief. And it was brief in part because I started freaking out right at the end when I thought I wasn't recording, but I didn't tell Dexter that. And then I also had Jim Edmonds kind of staring over me in his vehicle, wanting me to speed up the interview. And so in that sense, I regret that because I don't know how much longer Dexter would have gone the cat. You've covered him now for two seasons. It's not like he is one to necessarily do real long interviews, but we probably could have gotten a little more time had I not freaked out and thought I wasn't recording the interview, which that just got in my kitchen, Jack.
But it's there. The main thing is that the body of work is there. So,
yeah, so it's like
consider yourself blessed.
Minutes? Oh, my God.
Because it could have gone the other way. So tend to look at the glass being half full. I would say in this case, the glass is 90% full.
Yes, considering I was miserable. Now, Doug has his Earl Weaver story. The cat, you have to have, if you do this stuff long enough, you have to have a story of thinking you did an interview and then you get back to either, you know, the TV station or radio station or whatever, podcast, whatever the case might be, and then realize, oh, my God, it isn't there, or, oh, my mic wasn't on, or something like that.
No, I don't like to praise the people I work with at Fox Sports Midwest. I like to keep them down that they're
good
beneath me because I'm on
respect
air.
That. I right. respect
but
that.
Actually,
respect
our people that. At Fox Sports Midwest are honestly great, so we don't have a lot of that at Fox Midwest. I will
but like,
say
what
that,
about when you were, like, coming up, you know?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, when you're in Delaware, just because you missed an interview with Tubby Raymond doesn't mean you're going to freak out about it. You know, though, there's another one tomorrow. I do remember one time, and it wasn't a big name. I just happen to remember that it was Brett Tomko, and I was sitting him down for a
Brett
one-on-one.
Brett Tomko, 2003
and,
Cardinals.
And I said to the camera guy, we're good, the mics are on and everything. And he said, yeah. And I go, you got a level? Yep. And then Tomko sat down. I guess we're a little crunched for time, so we had to get it in. And I start the interview, and the camera guy goes, wait a minute. I'm not getting audio. And he turns to Tomko and said, Jim didn't turn his microphone on. He tried to throw me under the bus, and I immediately told Brett, because you don't want to look bad in front of Brett Tomko.
No, I wouldn't think so. Or anyone else.
That's the only one I remember. It's been years since I've had a real bad experience like that, because the guys at Fox Midwest are, honestly, I think the best in the business.
In the years when we shot videotape, it wasn't that uncommon to shoot what you thought was a big story of some kind and then have the tape get stuck in the recording machine, or when you're edited, it gets tangled and ripped, and they have to come and take the machine apart, and an engineer would have to pull the tape out from everything, and then it would be wrinkled. The video would be wrinkled. That happened frequently.
See, with the I feel, God bless you, Doug, because you shoot your own stuff and then you edit your own stuff, and it looks good. I'm not.
You don't shoot all my stuff, but a lot of it.
A lot of it. Okay. I'm not. It's not a shot. But at Fox, like, the people that edit our stuff, I always say this. I could do, like, the worst package, Tim, you know, where it's just a standard run-of-the-mill, whatever. And then I do a script, and I voice it and everything, and I hand it to, like, someone who, one of our editors, like Chris Felt. I hand it to her, and she's honestly the best editor. We have great editors. She's one of the best I've ever worked with. And then she makes this thing look really good, and people are like, great package. Eh, it really wasn't. Oh, the editing was great.
Oh, yeah. A good editor can take a nothing story and really turn it so good. You go, what? I did that?
Right.
And I got to save that for my resume debut.
Like any Emmy that anyone ever won at Fox Midwest, aside from their own wonderful talent, but if our editors had a hand in it, they deserve some of the credit because they're great.
Yeah. That does make a big difference.
I don't like to give other people credit.
I usually
don't.
Well,
you shouldn't have to, Tim.
Thank you. Yes, nice.
Like what I say to one of our shooters, Phil Nichols, you know him, right?
Oh, yeah, Phil, sure. The photographer. Mm-hmm.
One of the great American, as you know.
He's the guy on the field. Someone hits a home run, he runs on the field with his camera real low and follows him so he touches home plate. You see him right there.
I mean,
there.
That guy is a warrior as an employee. But in front of, like, civilians, I like to disparage him and call him a monkey and say, press the button, monkey.
Monkey. In front of civilians.
Yeah.
Civilians.
Not the military.
Like when
anything,
we travel together and there's Fox gear, I will say to him in front of civilians, I will say, okay, boy, get the bags.
Will you say that to him?
Yeah.
How's he respond to that?
He knows I'm kidding.
Guys, are recording interview mess-ups that far, few and far between? Because I feel like you guys have a weekly segment on Thursdays where Iggy messes one up. Thanks. That's Mike Danton's hitman.
Have you heard the porn interviews the last 3 weeks?
Look.
All of them are as clear as a bell, buddy.
Doug, you wanted to hear from caller Adam today. I'm happy to report that he is on the line.
Okay. Yes, Adam.
I'm sorry I haven't been calling in a lot.
That's been good.
I, for one, have missed you, Adam. I think you're a bonus for the show.
I bought this house in North County, and nobody told me it'd be a lot of work.
What kind of work you have to do on the place?
Got to get new plaster. Got to redo the floors. Got to get some electrical work done. Got to get it painted. Got to get all the lead paint out.
Didn't you check that before you bought it?
There's the attic.
The home inspector should have.
We checked it. We were buying it at a short sale. We knew that what we were getting.
Well, you just said you didn't know it was going to be work. Now you say you knew what you were getting.
Yeah, it's a shtick. I don't know. But all I'm saying is it's been a lot of work. Not as much work as draining Doug's root every
day. Put him down! Put him down! Put him down!
Except for that
Adam
last,
has been suspended.
Except for that last part, he's delightful. Except for that last
Adam part. Adam has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log Yule. Hot Shots, this is a customer appreciation month at Hot Shots. Today is the 22nd of February. Let's see what the $6 lunch special is today. Oh, World Series with a side dish. Oven-roasted turkey breast with Swiss cheese, crisp bacon, and grilled tomatoes on grilled sourdough. That's the World Series. It's only $6 today at Hot Shots.
Very nice.
Didn't Adam get named MVC, Most Valuable Caller? Isn't that right? Wasn't there a poll or something?
Didn't get my vote. I don't know.
What Classy, was there a poll or something on the fan page where Adam was like the most...
Yeah, I think he did win that.
Yeah, I think he's the most popular of the callers.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Yep.
Caller Adam is the most popular?
Well, here's the thing. Like someone said, Caller Adam is the GOAT. Usually it's like bleach him, but people like Adam when he calls in, at least according to the
said?
Text line.
Did you hear what he said?
Well, the last part was a misstep.
It wasn't a misstep. That's the only reason he called. That was the whole purpose of the phony, my house needs fixing. I didn't check when I bought it. Doug can drain it. You think that was a misstep?
Yeah.
Rube.
I like to believe that people sometimes will say things that are unintentional, or like our friend Kyle Lowe, sometimes a photograph will portray something that didn't actually happen.
Right, like fisting Skip Schumacher.
He did that right on the field at Busch Stadium.
Many times.
Yeah, during one of the greatest moments in Cardinal history, David Freeze's home run.
What in the world?
If you focus away from Freeze throwing his helmet in the air as he approaches home plate, you'll see a fist enter a utility man.
Don't you think you could sue over something like that? I believe you could.
Now, for the record,
if you were violated.
So we don't have to notify our legal team again. For the record, Kyle Loesch denies this.
Well, we saw it on video.
He issued a statement to this show.
He can deny all he wants. Tell the judge.
He says that sometimes the cameras portray things that didn't happen.
Right.
Well, you know.
As Rod Stewart said, every picture tells a story, baby.
Tells a story, baby?
I think he says baby at the end.
Well, you said he said.
All right.
Speaking of videos, did that closeted third string producer do anything extraordinary like tie his shoe yesterday that he made a motion picture out of and post to Instagram? Now, I don't know who we're talking about here with third string producer.
I would guess Iggy.
But, yeah, you would guess, wouldn't you?
That was mean-spirited.
But Iggy doesn't post videos, does he? I guess you
He posted one with a Canada goose in his backyard the other day.
What it was. And I guess I didn't know if it was a shot at Pete for taking a video of his basket at St. Gabriel's in the men's
league. Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, it could
or
be
a shot at Iggy for the Canadian geese or the Plowhawk, but I don't really – Plowhawk, you don't really post videos, do you?
No, I'm not a video guy.
I don't know what that's in reference to. But either way, did anybody on the producing staff post a video yesterday?
No, I didn't. I sent one to my neighbor. I took a video of his window with his dog barking like crazy. And he said
that had to be a delight.
He said it doesn't bark, and I sent it to him. I said, well, this is what I'm going through.
What's he going to do about it?
Well, there's nothing he can do except get rid of it.
You think he will?
I don't know, but I need to take a nap, and I can't take a nap.
Could you raise that with the building management?
I wouldn't do that to him. He's a nice guy. I mean, we're friends. His dogs don't bark. He brings these strays, these rescues home, and he keeps them for like a week or two, and they just go crazy.
Maybe he could put a muzzle over the dog while he's not there.
Well, I don't know. He'll do something. Well, but that's the video dog. I took
yesterday.
He's not
going to muzzle dogs.
But I didn't share it. I shared it with him. But I don't know why they're upset with Pete hitting a jump shot or me. I was, you know, I don't get geese in my yard very often, ever. And I came home the other day, and there were like 10 of them, like right around the corner when I pulled into the parking lot. I said, what are they doing here?
You think they smelled the decaying flesh?
Well, it wasn't in my backyard at the time.
That was mean-spirited.
I was just wondering what
would
bring the geese.
You would blame me for that.
What would bring the geese?
I plant them pretty deep.
Is there a pond there or something, a body of water?
Well, that's what I asked. People are asking, I think somebody said, Iggy asking where they came from. They're Canadian geese. No, my point was, where do they come from? We don't have any lakes or ponds close to where I live, so I don't know where they came from. But I went home, got some oyster crackers, and then I just filmed me feeding the ducks the oyster crackers.
Not ducks.
Or geese. And then about an hour later, I look out my patio window, and there they are in the back. So now they eat out of my hand. I just take some bread and I...
That's sweet.
I mean, they're at the other end. As soon as I walk out and hold up the bread, they all come waddling down to me. And then I just thought it'd be cool to... And then Cletus came over. He was in Westport. He said, I'm going to stop by and say hi. I'm right down the street. So when he came by, I was out feeding the geese, and he took a picture of it. So I don't know why that bothers you that I took a picture of...
It's nice. I think it's adorable.
Now, I like animals.
You did say I bury them deep in regard to victims. What's the proper depth that you want to bury a victim?
It's 6 feet under, right?
Yeah, I go a little deeper.
You go deeper just to be careful?
I do it after I...
work.
Because I know we're going to till, and tilling you usually go a couple feet deep, so you got to go pretty deep.
You don't want
the tiller to bring them up. So
these geese are very versatile. They're one of the few animals that can swim, fly, and walk on ground.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's only a few animals that can pull that off. Ducks, geese,
there was
seagulls.
One. I had a lecture one. There was one that was like he would chase all the other ducks or geese away when I would feed them. Yeah. I would throw it, and he would just like chase them away, and then I had to scold him. Stop. Yeah. Let them eat too.
Sure.
And he listened to me, and he kind of went off to the side and skulked while I fed the other six or seven.
Nice.
So they flew away, though. My neighbor's dogs ran out and chased them out. So,
boy, you don't like those dogs at your neighbor.
No, I love his dogs. His dogs are cool.
Too many Canada geese can really trash a golf course with the poop.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's a real problem if they find a pond that they like on a golf course and just won't leave it alone.
I'd rather have a goose than what Tim has with an alligator ready to bite your leg off.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, a few of them. Yeah. Few of them.
What is alligator poop like? Is that big?
I don't think you'd want to see it. I'm probably in the water. I don't think he'd want to see that at all.
So Mario in Chicago says he was not referencing Iggy. He was referencing Gangster Pete. And Gangster Pete, what I thought was a smooth jump shot.
It was.
At St. Gabriel's. And then it's still in the background. You could see all the banners. So I thought that was a wonderful video.
And he's not a third string producer. He's the lead producer.
Is he?
He took Seamonster's job. He's the lead producer.
Okay.
Iggy, you didn't want the job.
No.
Well, you thought about it for a while.
Yeah, what happened? It's something
sounded
changed.
Like you did.
No, yeah, something, but I won't.
I got to tell you
happened?
Something. I have no idea what's going on now.
Well, you got his car for a little while. That was nice.
Yeah, but that had to do with the podcast.
No, I understand, but You had some of the perks of being the number one, the big cheese, the buck stops here guy.
Well, I think if I would have gotten all those perks and the salary, I would have probably taken the job.
Wow, it makes it seem like Pete's doing pretty well for himself. Yeah. Well, hey, Pete. Congrats, buddy.
You could tell just by the jump shot that he runs in moneyed circles.
I agree with that, actually.
I thought it was a sweet jump shot.
Yeah. So Mario,
I think it's a good time to mention the apparel that's up for sale on the Inside STL. What is the address?
What did you get? Did you get the golf shirt? Did you get the hat? Did you get the green T-shirt? Did you get the quarter zip?
No, anything. The way I look at it, Doug, and maybe you can say I'm a bad guy, but I think I have a TMA hat that I wear a lot because I think it's a wonderful design, a wonderful fit. But I believe me wearing it is great promotion for the brand. And I expect to get a one of those zip-top pullovers that we're selling free of charge.
Oh, you do? Imagine that.
I got a quarter zip coming. I got the quarter zip.
Why do you get that? Free of charge
I'm paying
well?
For it, but I ordered it.
I think Gangster Pete's making the order through St. Louis Style. I guess STL Style. I apologize. STL Style today. That's who we work with on the... I call it merchandise, but Doug, you call it merch. I guess it says just a couple
merch.
Of syllables.
Yeah, I don't say
Gangster Pete, is he, Doug, is he right behind you? Is it
I can't see. Come in and turn all the way around.
And watch when this guy walks in, he just kind of slings around like he doesn't have cartilage one in his body.
Watch when
no
he
bone.
Answers one of your questions, too. He'll like turn his head and start going like
and
this.
And gyrates. He gyrates.
Like cream corn. He just kind of turns his head and starts like Gumby.
Hello, Pete.
What's up, boys?
Turn his mic on. Pot him up. Oh, hello, Pete.
What's up, boys?
So do you feel that it's a wonderful thing that a man of my stature wears some of the garments, that it's great promotion for your brand?
Yeah, you get the king of regional cable journalism to wear your hat.
Wow.
So
crying out loud.
I really like you. I don't know why you put one shot out there on the video, but...
I mean, I wake up getting buckets. Cat, I'd be shooting video all day.
Did he just say, I'd be shooting video all day?
I believe that's what he said. Mm.
Gangster Pete, are you placing the order today with STL Style? Is that the deal?
Yeah, the plan is to get all that together today, and we'll be getting the stuff in about 2 weeks.
Now, did you design the TMA logo, or did they design it, or was it a partnership?
I mean, it's not the most original design in the world, but it's my idea, yeah.
No, it's a good design. That's not easy to come up with something that actually translates to the apparel. Sometimes you see a logo that might look good on paper, but it doesn't really look good when it's on a garment or on a hat. So I give you credit.
Because Gangster Pete you know what he did? He reached out to me in either late December or early January. And he said, "I want to do another." He wanted to do the spring line, is what we called it.
Because we were done with the fall line.
That's correct.
All right.
Fall time is no longer here, and so I said, "Well, what are you thinking?" And when he first wanted to do merchandise, I said, "We've done merchandise in the past. It's done okay, or it's done really poorly. I'm not really looking to lose money on it." And Gangster Pete, being as loosey-goosey Gumby as he is, said. Yeah. If it doesn't sell, I will pay for the cost. And I'm like, how about this guy, Doug? I mean, he's throwing it on the table and saying, trace me. And you got to respect that. And so sure enough, the people love the logos and the designs that he and STL Style came up with. So I'm like, whatever you want to do this time around, go for it. But then, as I understand it, I posted on the fan page, we would give $100 to any design that we used for the hashtag spring line. And so then Gangster Pete gets the designs. We reveal them a couple weeks ago, and some people on the fan page are saying Gangster Pete stole their ideas.
Of course.
Not paying them.
That's great.
Of course they said that.
I was a huge fan of that contest. I was really excited when I saw that.
Now, under oath, Doug, can you swear him in?
All right, Pete, place your hand on
the suspension
logule.
Are you still taking design ideas for teachers?
Place your hand on the suspension logule. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right, he's under oath, Tim.
Thank you.
Are you still taking submissions, or is it too late? Because that looks like a pretty good...
Jim Hayes is great.
Number one.
There's a t-shirt. Jim Hayes is great. Why not? See how it goes.
Yeah, I think that could be a future future Adam.
I want my Hyundai. I want my Hyundai.
Well, Gangster Pete,
let's hold your horses.
Let's start with it because there's three. There's four versions of the dotum. There's the T-shirt, the golf shirt, the quarter zip, and the hat. It's a state of Missouri, just like the Masters is the state of Georgia with the golf hole and flag stick coming out of like the Augusta area. In this case, it's coming out of St. Louis, which I believe is on the east side of the state of Missouri. Gangster Pete, was that your idea or was it somebody's from the fan page?
I mean, I didn't get it from the fan page. I mean, it's pretty obvious that it is inspired by the Masters logo. I mean,
right, but it doesn't matter if it's obvious. If it's inspired by the Masters logo, did you come up with the idea or did somebody on the fan page?
I came up with the idea.
Okay. Is there any way that you can prove that?
Yeah, I sent a text to you about a week before the contest started with my ideas for my line, and those are all the items that got made.
Look,
Doug, you're able to see the witness, your evaluation.
He is
point.
Telling the truth. One thing I've noticed about Pete, while there are some things we could criticize, like his jump shot,
low pass,
and you take your shot from your ankle, someone's going to block that going up.
It was a low pass.
When you were younger, you probably got the shot off quicker for the old man league. It might work, but I've never known. You always tell the truth. Honestly, I believe you. I think you're an honest guy.
This is an example of why you don't ask for suggestions from the public. It's why a lot of companies will not accept suggestions about how to better their product or new product lines for that company, because invariably, then they are sued. They may have already thought of it already, and invariably, they are sued by people who said, wait, I sent you that idea and you used it. They don't want your ideas. Companies don't want your ideas for that very reason, and now this is what Pete is facing.
Well,
Pete, you're saying you have a text... Right. Between me and you, like before we posted the poll?
Yeah, it's from January 16th.
And when was the poll posted, boy?
The poll was posted on January 22nd.
Doug, does that clear Gangster Pete?
Yes, absolutely clear. You can trust someone on the fan page?
I also mentioned...
Seriously?
There's also a segment on the radio show where I mentioned I was working on a Masters-themed T-shirt. So
there's actual audio?
There's audio.
No one thinks you stole an idea. You know what happened?
Somebody does on the fan page. Yeah.
I mean, you know what that does? That takes away from real theft. Like, JHE, if I may say, many years ago, told CBS, the network CBS where Doug works, you ought to go with a little eye for your logo. And we submitted things, and they stole it. We never saw a penny won.
Right.
Now, luckily... After threats of legal action, there was a settlement reached out of court.
Imagine that. That's exactly why they don't want your ideas.
I didn't know that story. That's
yeah,
a great
we came up
story.
With the eye.
Yeah, sure you did.
JHE did.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Now, you also have two other shirts.
Right.
There's the River to Pair Yacht Rock shirt. Yes. These are all available at InsideSTLShop.com.
That one is loosely based on the old Steamers logo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we tweaked it up a little bit.
While we're stealing logos,
idea?
Might as well steal theirs as well. Can you come up with a cardinal bird, maybe?
And let's remember the TMA is from the basically from the Ozarks.
Now Iggy is now stopping.
Wait, the TMA logo is from what?
It kind of looks like the if you ever seen the Ozarks on Netflix. That's kind of like that.
I mean, there's a million logos with the X and
Iggy. I didn't know the quadrant.
Yeah, we're stealing everything.
And I was praising this logo.
You're not going to find with a Banny Rooster cat.
There you go. That sets it us does, apart.
It does seem like on the dais, while I would say most of us are decent individuals, between people stealing or trying to steal jackets, people stealing breakfast.
Anyone need a ride of the bull pack?
And now people just bogarting other people's logos. Wow.
It's smart because it's a good logo and you tweak it. Pete has tweaked it, so we're not really stealing it.
No, we're not.
But it's a popular type logo.
Yeah, people like it.
And then what's the final one? Because I don't know where this would be stolen
from.
The
stepdad dance.
Doug, where would that have been stolen from?
I don't know. It's probably a blue note that looks like a note with kind of a hockey stick at the bottom of it. Probably blue and gold.
Why don't you stick up for me, Kat?
Okay, I'm going to. I'm looking at it, Iggy. And though it is circular and it has four sectors, it's divided up differently. The lines are in a different place. They're all different characters. And this is sort of more of an oval, and Pete's is a circle. So I'm going to say it's. I can understand why you'd say it looks like it, but I don't
think it kind of looks like the Oregon O.
Yeah, it does. Not really a circle.
But you'd be hard pressed to come up with a logo that doesn't look like something else that's out there somewhere else in the world.
Like the like that I thing for CBS. Like that was ours.
There's only right. so many shapes.
So just to be clear, you're saying that there was a contest and that you did not use any of the ideas from the contest and no one is owed $100. Is that what you're saying?
Listen, it was your contest. As soon as you put that up there, I was like, oh, great. This is going to lead to a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But
because you knew that you already had the Masters.
Yeah, I had my ideas in mind. And I mean, the show is what everything is based on. So obviously there's going to be some overlap. So if anyone has any part of an idea, they're going to want that hundy.
So when Tim went ahead and was just trying to get feedback from the listeners, you thought to yourself, this guy's a problem.
Yeah, I am. I was like, I kind of wish I would have been consulted on this.
Nice.
However, I would like it to be known that I did not win the contest. A lot of people think that I won the $100.
You don't get the C-note?
No.
No C-note was
awarded.
But
you're collecting, Doug, how many hundreds of dollars should you get? Because there's three designs, but there's seven pieces of hashtag merch.
I guess $700.
$700.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that check.
Usually employees aren't allowed to enter contests run by their stations for this very reason right here.
Well, some people just look for reasons to be upset.
We had an employee who gets to pick what logo is chosen, and he entered his own logo, and now he's going to walk away with $700.
I do think it's hard to get in Gangster Pete's kitchen because he lets a lot of it just roll off his back, except when Buck Swope was kind of going after you. I sensed a little tinge, like he might have scored a little shot there.
Well, I mean, you just expect someone to be a little more creative for email today. That's all.
Ouch.
This Gangster Pete is poking the beehive. That's from producer Joe's playbook. The cat you mentioned when we were talking Lou Fest yesterday, Mario in Chicago says, can I get a Jew Fest shirt? It would go over awesome at my financial services firm in Chicago. Thanks. That's Mario in Chicago.
I really
have
like
you started
that
any producing any of those, the cat?
Look, I didn't want to say anything because we haven't pulled it all together. But we're looking to do something in Creve Coeur in the coming months. And, yes, there will be merch associated with it. We're right now in the process of getting Jeff Goldblum to MC.
He works out of the Olivet office, doesn't he?
Jeff Goldblum.
But I don't want to let all the details out. But it seems that Jew Fest will be coming to the greater St. Louis area proper soon.
Is this going
to
be a musical thing, or what's going to go on at this?
All I can tell you is that you will be entertained, and we're going over the ticket structure right now. And I just want to give people a heads up that there are going to be tickets for $15. But there are some handling fees associated with it. Might be slightly higher than the actual purchase price is advertised. I just want to give people a heads up. Okay. It's industry standard when you do these things through Ticketmaster and that kind of thing. So there's going to be a handling fee.
How much is the handling fee?
The tickets will be as low as $15 because we want to make it accessible for everyone else.
That is
except
nice.
For a couple of little charges that we're forced to do in terms of handling.
The handling fee is how much?
It could quadruple the price.
Quadruple the price. So $60 is what we're looking at.
I see.
Yeah, but the ticket's only $15.
Okay.
I see Fire Festival written all over this.
I'd like to invest in Jew Fest.
Sit down in a makeshift tent with some matzo ball soup.
Okay.
Oh, now we're going to just start.
Well, you kind of opened the door.
Just start throwing out the anti-Semitism.
Well, you just said it was a Jew Festival, so wouldn't you serve Jewish food?
That's reasonable, I think.
We might have some kasha.
What's that?
I don't really know, but I know a
nice piece of white
I know
fish.
That many of our members enjoy kasha.
But you don't know what it is?
I don't eat that stuff.
Even matzo balls are kind of dry, aren't they?
No. What is the place? Lester's. Lester's off Manchester.
In Ladue.
Yeah.
It's on Clayton Road, right?
Yeah, Clayton
Road. That's right.
They actually have matzo ball soup. Honestly, I don't.
I've had matzo ball. It's just kind of
there at Lester's.
Dry.
Have you had it at Lester's?
No. Uh-uh.
Sensational.
Pumpernickel's has it too, I think.
I'm saying the matzo ball soup I've had at Lester's, and I don't know if they're owned by members or not, but I had it there one time, and it was the best I had anywhere. So I recommend that. And let's try to get them as sponsors for Jew Fest. Lester's, if you're listening, one of my reps will be in touch.
Most of my best friends in high school, when I started hanging out with a bunch of Clayton High School people, were all Jewish. Jim Lipsitz, Rich Renard, Mark Rosen.
Were they like normal people?
Yeah, they were.
Wow.
Really? Can you believe it?
A lot of my friends are Jews.
Eye-opening, bonding, and diverse moment for this radio show.
But I know.
Said the Jewish people are like
normal people.
Let me just
tell you.
I know a lot about the food that they eat because I would go to some of their dinners and we had some of that. White fish and gefilte fish and...
Look, I'm not a racist, right? I had a Jewish friend and an Asian friend, honest. And they were, and I treated them like they were like real people.
Oh, I didn't say it. I didn't say it to say I'm a racist or anti-Semite. I'm just saying that I know a lot about their food because some of my friends were Jewish and I go to their houses and that's some of the stuff we had. I didn't know what gefilte fish was and matzo ball soup until
it's not good. Gefilte
they were my friends.
Good.
What is gefilte fish exactly?
It's like this
white fish,
it's
maybe?
It's like this packed processed fish
like
lump with
sardines
with
carp,
like
carp,
with,
I think.
With like stuff on it with like muck on it
muck.
See, I don't think
I've heard of
in
it
in my
I've
opinion never... my people have done a lot of wonderful things, but I just don't think cuisine is
the food's
at
not the best
top of them. Although if you go to a nice deli, you know you're gonna get some solid lunch meats. I know that because I majored in that at
maybe,
Geneseo State.
I think maybe the best cuisine that everybody likes, maybe Italian. Do you know anybody who doesn't like pizza and spaghetti and meatballs and pasta and lasagna?
I do like that.
Try some Lebanese sometime.
Don't tell me what to try, guy.
Mm. Would you come with me some Wednesday? We'll go down to St. Raymond's for lunch, get some guppy, some grape leaves.
That sounds... Guppies and grape leaves?
Guppy. It's great.
Well, I like Italian food.
What's your favorite Italian dish there, Sailor?
Well, lasagna. I like lasagna.
You like lasagna?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah.
What about the chicken parm? That's my favorite.
Love that, too. Yeah.
Chicken parm, call in.
InsideSTLShop.com.
There it is, InsideSTLShop.com. Get your order today because Gangster Pete is placing the order, and Gangster Pete says he has audio proof in addition to a text proof that he did not swipe these ideas, Doug.
He didn't steal it. He's an honest guy. Like that, he'd be one of the last people I think would, in this room that would lie.
Just to walk away with $700?
You would not be on that list because you've lied about the breakfast.
Sure, it is.
Hey, introducing the Post Sports Bar and Grill's Progressive Happy Hour. Stop by any Post location Thursday or Monday through Friday from 2 to 7 and enjoy domestic drafts and wells starting at only $1. The price progresses 50 cents each hour, so at 6 p.m. you get domestic drafts and wells for only $3. Get there early and save big, or get there later and you still save big. Plus, select appetizers are available for only $5. Progressive Happy Hour at the Post. As if you needed another reason to stay posted, it's the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Plus, they have the Blues game day specials going on for Blues games on Thursday and Friday. Stop by any Post location for your chance. That's Creve-Coeur, Maplewood, and now in Fenton. To win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Blues game, the Post Sports Bar welcomes you with amazing home team specials, including $3.75 22-ounce domestic drafts and wells during every Blues game. Plus, show up in your Blues gear and save 10% off regular-priced menu items. Catch all the details at thepostsportsbar.com. Stay posted, my friends. There it is. The Post drops are coming up here in this 8 o'clock hour, and Chris Kerber is joining us coming up in about 10 minutes. Chris Kerber talking about the loss last night, but I think the bigger picture will be winning 11 of 12 and what has transpired over the last month. That's coming up at the bottom of this 8 o'clock hour. Send your emails in. Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Cuts of the week, the Post drops of the week. It's all still to come here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com live from the Johnny Landolf Chevrolet Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Zelle. Whenever you're sending money through an app or online, it's important to do it safely. Here are a few helpful tips. First, always make sure you know and trust the person you are sending money to. Second, confirm you have entered their contact details correctly. And finally, if you don't trust the person or your recipient is rushing you to send money right away, think twice before sending money through an app or online.